This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve Inskeep is on vacation. I'm John Idstey.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. When President Bush vetoed an Iraq war spending bill earlier this year because it required a timetable for troop withdrawals, congressional Democrats took out the timetables, and that led to a lot of criticism from party faithful. Today, Senate Democrats will begin offering a series of Iraq war amendments to a defense policy bill. They hope Republicans who recently turned against the war will be voting with them. NPR's David Wellner reports.
For Senate Armed Services Chairman Carl Levin, the defense policy bill he'll be managing in the full Senate today is a chance to do what he and his fellow Democrats were unable to get done in the last big war-related bill.
I think there'll be a significant focus on Iraq policy, and there should be. This is an opportunity on an authorization bill to express our opinions on the way in which we should proceed in Iraq. Congress has been trying very hard since last November, and the Democrats took charge to press this administration to change course in Iraq.
Levin says things have changed since the last time the Senate voted on Iraq in late May. Since then, several senior Republican senators have publicly declared the so-called troop surge in Iraq is not working and demanded an exit strategy. New Mexico Republican Pete Domenici joined these GOP renegades on Iraq late last week.
We would go in a direction saying that we want the Iraqis to take over quicker and sooner than the president has been willing to say. That's the biggest difference without any question.
Other Republican senators who stayed with the president on Iraq are also backing away. Pat Roberts of Kansas, who like Domenici is up for re-election next year, says time is fast running out for getting things right in Iraq.
And as the fatigue continues with this war on the part of the American public, I think there's going to have to be some kind of a reassessment.
Majority Leader Harry Reid says while such words are encouraging, so far they're just words.
More Republicans are saying the right things, but now we need badly for them to put their words into action by voting the right way also.
Reid has reason to worry, even after Indiana Republican Richard Lugar stunned his colleagues late last month by publicly demanding a change of course in Iraq. He rejected voting for any measures setting timelines for troop withdrawals.
I would not support those. They may vent someone's emotion or opinion. What I'm looking for is how policy might be changed. I think that is more likely to occur through the commander-in-chief and his role than it is in terms of particular amendments that we might offer to the defense bills.
Arizona Republican and presidential hopeful John McCain, who staunchly backs the war, says no change in policy is likely before the top U.S. commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, reports to Congress.
I think most people, and I don't agree with it, but I think at least people are going to wait for Petraeus's report, you know, which wouldn't come till September. But I think Senator Reid has made it very clear that we're going to continue to vote on Iraq.
Indeed, the majority leader plans to offer an amendment cutting off funds for most U.S. forces in Iraq by April 1st of next year.
I feel that I, in just not as a senator, but as a person, have a moral obligation to do what I can to stop the death and suffering. And I think by pushing a withdrawal date, it does just that.
President Bush has already begun a counteroffensive. Speaking last week in West Virginia, he said the time will come when the Iraqi people won't need 159,000 American troops in their country.
Yet withdrawing our troops prematurely, based on politics, not on the advice and recommendation of our military commanders, would not be in our national interest.
Still, Levin says he'll try attaching the same troop withdrawal amendment to the defense policy bill that drew a presidential veto on the Iraq spending bill. Rather than cutting funding, it would simply require most troops to be out of Iraq by next April.
That is a law. It is binding on the president. I think that is the right way to do it, rather than cutting off funding for the troops because of the wrong message that that sends to the troops.
At this point, it's not clear Reid and Levin have the 60 votes needed to keep their amendments from being filibustered. Still, Democrats are confident votes on this defense bill will show support has crumbled for the president's handling of Iraq. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.